You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Thursday night football in Atlanta. The New England Patriots went in there and beat the Falcons 25-0. 25-0. The Patriots have won five straight. They started the season 2-4. They're now 7-4. And I was thinking about this. The last thing I want to see in the Super Bowl is the New England Patriots. But could you imagine if it was the New England Patriots against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
It would be the craziest. I mean, mind-blowing. The highest rated one ever, yes.
Mind-blowing. And it really would be Luke Skywalker against Darth Vader.
Well, Tampa Bay better start playing.
Yeah, they better. I think they'll be okay. I think
Did they lose the last two?
They, something like that.
I think so. But they're playing the Giants next.
They'll get healthy against the Giants. That's for sure. But the Patriots suddenly are a pretty decent team. The Falcons, on the other hand, this is how bad it was for the Falcons. Matt Ryan, the starting quarterback, he'd come out of the game. He did not have a good game. He threw two interceptions. He would be replaced by Josh Rosen, who I didn't even know still had a job. Rosen came in and threw an interception to Kyle Van Noy, who returned it for a touchdown. And then when Rosen came out, Philippe Franks made his NFL debut. He's out of Arkansas. He threw his first pass in the NFL. Uh-huh. It was intercepted.
Oh, my.
So right now he has a QB rating of zero, and that's what he's projected to finish the season at, zero. So not good for Philippe Franks or Philip Franks or whatever you call him, and Matt Ryan and
Fill
and
my mouth
Rose.
With farts.
That's right. Fill
up my mouth with farts. Yeah.
Exactly. And in Major League Baseball, they finished their major announcements with the MVPs last night. Last night, the MVPs announced American League two-way player. You don't normally see this. Shohei Ohtani, who is the two-way player for the Angels. He's a pitcher and a DH. He hit 46 home runs, knocked in 100 runs, 26 doubles, 8 triples, 26 stolen bases. He became only the sixth player to ever record 40 home runs or more and 25 or more stolen bases in a single season. Yeah. He also becomes the first full-time designated hitter to win an MVP. And on the mound, he went 9-2, 156 strikeouts and 23 starts. He's only the 11th player in the American League to be a unanimous choice. The last guy who was in a unanimous choice in the American League, his teammate Mike Trout, who won the award in 2014. Trout also won it in 2016 and 2019. So one thing we know about the Los Angeles Angels, they're very good at winning MVP awards, just not so good getting into the postseason.
Right.
Bryce Harper of the Phillies picked up his second MVP award in the National League, 17 of 30 first-place votes. He beats out Juan Soto of his former team. Juan Soto plays for the Nationals. He finished second. Fernando Tatis of the Braves finished third. Ted Lasso has had so much influence that on American culture already. We saw a lot of people for Halloween either be members of the Richmond team that he coaches in that fictitious show. And, of course, Jason Sudeikis as Ted Lasso, as well as people dressing as Ted Lasso. Well, now we've learned that NBC Sports has reportedly extended their broadcasting rights package of the English Premier League through 2028, not primarily, but partly because of Ted Lasso. The success of that show had a major influence on them extending the rights package, which is crazy, but it's true. Steph Curry dropped 40 for the Cavaliers last night, 20 of the 40 in the fourth. Golden State wins. They beat the Cavaliers 104-89. Heat beat the Wizards 112-97. In college hoops, the Hokies with a 30-point win over St. Francis. And Indiana State, the Sycamores. In Norfolk last night, they beat ODU 77-36.
Yeah.
That's 41 points. The Monarchs shot 21% from the field. It's just terrible. Carolina Hurricanes win again on the road. They beat the Anaheim Ducks 2-1, and the Ducks are now 13-2 on the season. And here's your fun fact.
Yeah.
In 2019, Brazilian police seized a parrot who had been taught to alert criminals of nearby police by shouting, "Mum the police." After being seized, the parrot was uncooperative and stayed completely silent.
Because the parrot is not a rat.
Exactly.
I'm a parrot.
That's right.
Not a rat.
I'm no rat.
Yeah.